ABC Radio Australia.
As we've heard this week, Papua New Guinea is one of the most diverse countries in the world, with more than 800 tribes, each with its own language and traditions. Over time, though, it's also become home to a small but lively Tongan community, many students building connections between Tonga and PNG. And during the 50th independence celebrations, Tonga's very own Crown Prince Te Pōtoa Ulukalala joined the Tongan community for one night of song and dance. Amongst those was Sekona Taulepa, who has been living in PNG for over 30 years, and I got to speak to him about his journey and what this anniversary meant to him. As a Tongan who is living here in PNG, how did you even arrive here?
Firstly, I met my late wife. The plan was to come and watch the SP game, because PNC host 1991 game, and she asked me if I could come home. She sponsored my ticket and everything. And then after the SP game, my late wife had our first girl, daughter, and I was just confused and what to do, so I decided to stay back. I'm still here since then. There are a few times going back and forth, visit the family at home, but my roots are grown in here.
So how many years now has it been you've been here in PNG?
I put it in, let's say it's 34 years. It's long enough, I guess.
What is it about PNG that you wanted to just stay and still live here instead of going back to Tonga?
Good question, yes. The fact is that I established a lot of good friends. And going back home, I know it's home is home. But while I have the opportunity to be abroad, my children grown up here. So I decided to stay here. But unfortunately, my wife passed away in 2021. So I remarried and I love this country. I learned a lot. It's different languages and different people. I mix around with them a lot. I feel secure to go around on the street.
Well, so since you've been here for like 30 years, have you been able to learn the language or like Tok Pisin?
Tok Pisin, yes. I'm fluent with Tok Pisin. But Modwen, I'm still trying. But Tok Pisin, yes, I'm fluent in that language. And everywhere I go, I know a lot of people, they Tok Pisin, yeah. They understand me, I understand them.
Is there similar cultural values that Tonga and PNG have?
Oh, yeah, in some way. There are a few similarity in the custom and things. Food-wise, yeah, we have the same thing that we buy from the market. That's one thing that I love here, yeah, because I don't miss any food in Tonga. Like, we got them all in here. So many different languages, they have their different cultures. It's a beautiful country.
Can I just ask Sekona about the Tongan community? How big is it here in PNG?
Not many, actually. There's most of the community here, the families coming for work opportunity. They work, private sector, they come on a contract, bring their family. But those who live here, they married in here. Women, they marry with Papua New Guinea and they live here. But otherwise, bulk of the community here is Pacific Adventist University. But families like myself here, it's not many. But otherwise, the community, they come and go. I'm still around here. I'm still around here.
I know that we are about to meet, you know, the Crown Prince, yes, of Tonga. Yeah. What does that mean, having to have him here and have this moment together?
It's special because it's a kind of a chance of a lifetime, you know. I mean, if we are home, there's no way we can go near the Crown Prince. No way. But in here, we meet some high-profile ministers who come over here. And then it's a great moment chat with him and shake his hand. It means so much.
It's the 50th anniversary of independence for PNG. What does that mean for you, though, as a non-PNG person living here?
50 years is a good milestone for the country. To be here in this country at this time of the year, we feel special that we are part of that, we witness that. Because we might not celebrate another 50 years again. Maybe my children, yes, or my grandchildren. But that is a very significant day. We witness the colorful things happening. But otherwise, I'm glad to be part of the 50th anniversary.